The Dark Arts of Genius, Episode 2. Hello, I'm Robert Jameson, and I'm interested in how we can make the world a better place by unlocking people's potential for intelligent thinking. These podcasts are intended to be useful to anyone who is interested in developing the thinking capabilities that are at the heart of genius. They address what, for many people, is the downright offensive subject of how some people are so much more intelligent than others. If you don't want to take the risk of being offended, then this series is not for you. In this episode, I'm going to reveal to you the incredible secret of being super intelligent. So prepare yourself for an amazing revelation. Are you ready? Okay then, here it is. The reason most people aren't very intelligent is that they are stupid. Now, that in itself sounds like a fairly idiotically obvious statement, but don't be fooled. Stop to think about it, and you'll realise that there's much more to it than it might seem. This is genius in action, to see the obvious in what other people have overlooked. The amazingly important point here, and it is easily missed if you aren't paying careful attention, is that it isn't that stupidity is the absence of intelligence. It is largely that intelligence is the absence of stupidity. Think about it. Stupidity can be a real, distinct, and substantial thing in itself. Stupidity is an active, powerful entity, not merely a lack of intellectual ability. In fact, one might say that stupidity is intelligence with things added to it, things that are very unhelpful and undesirable. Our central problem as a species is not that people lack the processing capacity for intelligent thought. They may have a considerable capacity for rational thinking, but they also have mental blocks and biases that, more often than not, get in the way. The capacity to think intelligently is, in a sense, straightforward. Simple logic, simple procedures, of the sort even young children can demonstrate when they play Guess Who, can go a very long way. So why are so few people intelligent? Because there are many influences which are superbly effective at twisting their thought processes and undermining their intelligence. To understand intelligence, we need to understand why most people are not intelligent, and why even people who sometimes appear very capable intellectually seem to so easily lose the capacity for intelligent thought in many circumstances. We need to study the influences that prevent them being intelligent. So, what are these mental blocks and biases that get in the way of intelligent thinking? The answer, in the main, is prejudice. I sometimes say that the main barriers to intelligence are laziness and prejudice. Either people can't be bothered to think about things, or when they do, they are too blinded by prejudice for their rational brain functions to be able to operate effectively. In many ways, however, laziness is a form of prejudice. Laziness is a bias towards doing what seems easiest, in the short term, rather than what would probably be best. It is a prejudice against anything which involves substantial effort. And so, unintelligent thinking nearly always comes down to some form of prejudice. 99 times out of 100, when people fail to follow a rational argument, it is not because it is complicated or difficult to follow. It is not because they are incapable of following the argument. It is because they refuse to follow the argument. Often this is out of sheer laziness. Most of the rest of the time, they simply don't want to follow the argument you put in front of them. Because they fear, and fear is the right word, that doing so will lead them to a conclusion they don't like. A conclusion they don't want to face up to. A conclusion they are prejudiced against. So, to protect themselves from this unsettling possibility, they decide, consciously or subconsciously, that they would rather opt out of discussing the matter in hand, rationally and intelligently. Sometimes they just go dumb, and claim they simply don't understand. Other times they employ alternative strategies to end the discussion, such as claiming that the point you're making is ridiculous or offensive. Either way, the intelligent part of the discussion has probably come to an end. We all ought to be familiar with these well-used strategies. It's relatively easy to recognise them, of course, when other people turn to them in desperation when they are losing an argument. The difficult bit, and for most people I mean the extremely difficult bit, lies in recognising the problem when we resort to such behaviour ourselves. Prejudice, of course, comes in many forms. More on this in later episodes. But for now, the key thing that needs to be appreciated is that, in all probability, everyone, or almost everyone, has their own substantial set of prejudices. You might not think of yourself as a prejudiced person, and you may well be rather less prejudiced than most people, but just because you aren't outrageously racist or sexist or homophobic doesn't mean you don't have serious prejudices. You almost certainly have lots of them, and they probably interfere with your thinking capabilities more often than you realise. Intelligence comes from recognising your own prejudices and finding ways to overcome them, not from denying their existence. That's the end of this episode. I hope you found it interesting. To find out more about my work, please visit imos.org.uk. That's imos.org.uk. And please join me again for the next episode. Thank you for listening.